PC, what are you yelling about?
Frank, who cares? I mean, the first thing to do, tasers are gymnastics. Yawn, yawn, yawn.
Did you hear that, Frank?
You know, it's not easy being me, but someone has to do it.
I know, Frank, but you should tease something like, I mean, to really be a gut tease, you ought to say, coming up on the next sports, because I'm here for sports court, and I'm much better and winning the realization that I should be in there.
TC, if I did that, I'd lose my privileges.
And then you say, Bella Corolla, fired for feeling up 13-year-olds. Which is the real story.
You think there's something funny going on there, TC?
Oh, yeah, he got one of them pixie fetishes.
Hmm.
I mean, y'all see them big old bear hugs the dude is giving them little girls?
Yeah, they do last.
You know, that leotard's crawling up that, and then you got, Bella. And that dude last night, y'all see it last night, that assistant coach. He's having orgasms.
The assistant coach?
Yeah, they have him mic'd up. He's sitting there watching, what's her name? And the little American.
Zemelski or the...
Shannon Miller.
Thank you, Frank.
And, you know, she does a vault, and he's like, and they got him mic'd up. They goes, let's go to the assistant for reason. He's going, that's it, baby.
I didn't catch that, Tease.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That was a triple cast special yesterday.
Yeah, triple cast was free.
Yeah, I'm shocked that the triple cast finally, finally it's coming free. I don't know, but I must admit, because I'm so busy in the Olympics and everything, we got a sponsor this morning I need for y'all. I apologize. I usually don't have to run these commercials, but I have to run a triple.
That's okay. That's all right.
Barcelona, the Olympic spirit is alive with the athletes, the competition, and the music. It began with MTV Unplugged, a back-to-basics sound. Now, the artistry of an athlete and her music. Famed U.S. Olympic gymnast, actress, and singer, Kathy Rigby, Unplugged. The rest of this week on MTV, and then returning for another week every 28 days thereafter.
Oh, man.
Hey, Tisa. If you play that at 8:30, crank it up a little bit. It wasn't real loud, but I did get the idea. Woo!
Unbelievable.
That is unfortunate that they're doing that.
Yeah, very unfortunate. You know, when is Kathy Rigby going to realize we don't really have a lot of interest in her anymore?
Not in that aspect of her life, especially.
yeah. You imagine me coming on. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm a former Olympic gold medalist, TC. You may remember my 7 swimming gold medals in Munich, 72. But damn, would you look at the jockeys that damn Speedo gave me? Come on in. Would you come a little closer? Look at that. Oh, man, you know Johnny Cash sings about the Ring of Fire. He never seen my ass. Check that out.
And, you know, while I got you here, I do have a light to moderate loss of bladder control. Yeah, why would they get into that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, the day that we see somebody like Mark Spitz come along and... I'm Mark Spitz, and... Let me tell you a little something about the pen. I jumped into the pool to train the other day. I soaked up the whole damn pool. That's how good these things are.
Yeah, if you're swimming in one of those pools where it turns purple if you pee, you'll want these.
Yeah, that's the thing you gotta love about. Well, Howard was telling me, like, at the old sports cancer nurse home, because most of the dudes are wearing the pins, it's impossible to go swimming. Jump in there and the absorption starts and it's all over.
Oh, Tease, how's the traffic?
It's smooth.
You're on the Riff. Good morning.
Good morning. H. Ross Pro here.
Hey, H., what are you doing here?
Aren't you going to thank me?
Now, what am I thanking you for not bothering us the last few days?
Well, hell, I just bought the triple cast for everybody so the whole country can see it.
Oh, that explains it. We've been hearing about the free triple cast, and here you are responsible for it?
Yep, good old HROS Pro. And let me tell you a little secret. My wallet ain't one little milli micro ounce lighter because of it. Because
you've got how much money?
I got me $3.5 billion.
That's right. Well, NBC should have said you bought it for everybody. I mean, that way you could get the credit for this generous act.
I don't want the credit. I don't want any attention on me at all. You see, if I draw attention to myself, then those no-life spitballs will start crying for me to be president again.
Well, H. Ross, they've got a discounted rate coming up, too. Are you responsible for that?
You got it. H. Ross Perot's making up the difference, and it's just a piddlings to my piggy bank.
Have you been watching the coverage of the Olympics?
Did you see that stupid and German belly flop on his dive? What a f***ing dummy. Hell, I could drop my $3.5 billion off the low dive, and it'd never make that big a splash.
No kidding.
My wallet would still be so thick I wouldn't be able to get it in my back pocket.
Well, H, you know, there's some other people with a few bucks, too. Did you hear about Mike Ilitch buying the Tigers?
What the same hell are you talking about? Who's this damn Ilitch? What, is it estimated worth some $280 million?
I'm not exactly sure, but he paid $80 million cash for the Tigers.
$80 million? Why, that's a piddly amount. Hell, I could buy the whole league and both pizza joints. By the way, you want Ernie back?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people want Ernie Harwell back.
Let me tell you something. I got Ernie, and he works for me.
What?
And I, just between you and me now,
okay.
I could put my people on the investigation on that Risen Rathbun people.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's their name?
Risen Rathbun, H.
Yeah, I get him on them, and I know damn well be able to find some dirt on them. We'll just take them right out of the picture.
Yeah.
Once they're out of the picture, I bring Ernie to you.
Man,
and
that's
I'm
great.
Sure he wants to work for you. In fact, Ernie's right here.
No
Ernie,
kidding.
Ernie, why don't you all say something to them?
This ball is a president tossing out the first
ball. Hey, you f***ing idiot. I'm talking to you, boy. You hear me?
Playing catch. Ouch.
H. Ross. H.
What you want?
You punched Ernie Harwell?
That's right.
What are you, some kind of a maniac? Come on now.
Well, I don't give a damn. He's talking. Keep talking when I'm trying to talk to him. He wouldn't answer my question. In hot shot, who's he think he is?
Ernie, he's God in Detroit now. Don't do that to Ernie Harwell.
Maybe I'll concede with you. Ah, hell, what difference does it make? I'll just let him prattle on for you. Here you go.
That's baseball.
He's talking.
He's a big fat guy with a bulbous nose running along one of his...
Hey, H?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the triple cast, buddy.
Okay.
There's a man in
You're welcome.
Be nice to Ernie, okay?
I'll try to be.
Okay, bye-bye.
Just at least turn your voice down and keep talking. Just start whispering, will you?
Okay. See you, H.
See you. So, hey, you know, next week I'm on vacation in Canada.
Right.
So anyway, I've been so damn busy getting ready for vacation that, hell, I need yet another vacation. You hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, God, what a rotten day. Hell, I've been up half the week, all week, just half the night just getting ready. Of course, my wife wonders why I'm complaining, because she's doing all the work and all I got to do is pick out my clothes, right, Anthony? But see, that's not all that easy. I mean, my wife says, what if it's hot or if it's really cold, you know? She said, I'll need some light T-shirts if it's 90, some heavier short sleeves if it's 65, some others if it's 50, you know, some other ones if it's 30 degrees, maybe a coat and a sweatshirt if it's ungodly cold at night, you know.
Right.
And she says I should wear one for breakfast, one for the beach, one for dinner, one for the evening. I'm thinking I need to call Allied Van Lines, okay? And then, of course, I need a good outfit in case we go somewhere extra nice, you know. Now, imagine, this is all what I'm bringing. Now, imagine what she's going to bring. My God, you know, these women want to take their entire wardrobe, every toiletry item we own, every this and that. See, then if there's a sudden need for a Q-tip, whoa, there it is. You know, we literally have to take the entire contents of our house so we get to this godforsaken cabin. It'll be just like home. Tons of suntan lotion, SPF 8, 15, 20, 25, 30. Hell, I'm even bringing my own pillows. Hey, you know, there's no telling if someone put their damn face on the pillow at the hotel. I mean, God almighty. Hell, we've even got our own soap. I mean, I can't trust that resort. God knows how many hands have touched their soap. I don't want to brush up against anything even remotely associated with that faceless, moronic pile of humanity called the general public. Oh, God, anyway. My wife always meticulously packs everything. It's all a quote, certain way, end quote,
mm-hmm.
Which means don't touch it, and if you do, I'll know about it because it won't be a certain way anymore. Everything is folded and ironed, you know, to close a damn suitcase, I gotta stand on it. Then when it's declared to be ready for the car, I gotta carry it flat so everything doesn't tumble and wreck her 3 weeks of work. So here I am carrying this 3x3 foot suitcase flat like it's a bomb, set it in the trunk like a newborn baby. Oh, Lordy. Oh, my aching, throbbing ass. Anyway, now everything's packed, so what? I don't know. What am I going to do? This morning, I figured I didn't come work in my underwear because I can't go get my clothes. If I go into the suitcase, then I'm asking for trouble because the pants I'm after invariably are at the bottom. So just like I'm disarming a nuclear warhead, I got to lift up each thing above it so nothing gets wrinkled or disturbed. Of course, my wife then walks in, catches me, and is like, oh, you better stop. You'll wrinkle stuff off the iron. Oh, God. Hell, it's so much work on a vacation. Vacation is not worth going.
Stress. Stress is vacation. Stress. This is to relax. Stress. 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 Have a cup of coffee at Paul Mall and have a nice vacation.
Impossible.